What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Good morning, millennials. Welcome back to the Morning Toast. Happy Monday. It is time to rise and grind.
It is time to rise and grind, but it's never been harder to rise and grind.
It never has been harder.
This is such a Monday, the Monday-iest Monday of all of the Mondays.
Yesterday was such a Sunday, so many scaries. As you guys know, we took a girls' trip, a bachelorette party with no bachelorette. On Wednesday of last week, we went to Nashville and we had the best time. We really just like did the most in every kind of aspect, and now we are paying the price.
We are paying the price. It is a high price to pay, honestly.
It's expensive,
but it was so much fun. And the fact that we came back like on Saturday afternoon was just revolutionary.
Right. We had 24 hours to decompress before we could, you know, get back to the rising and grinding.
Yeah. So like normalize going on a weekend trip from Wednesday to Saturday.
I agree. There's like actually a lot of value in that because first of all, your like main days on the trip are like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And it's like not that busy. Like I saw what downtown Broadway in Nashville looked like on Saturday night. We had already left and it was actual pandemonium. Like it looked like an apocalypse. No, I never saw so many people.
It was Times Square on New Year's Eve.
And for us, when we went Thursday and Friday night, it was busy, but it was not even close to that.
Yeah. So that's pretty sweet. Like if you can get the work days off, which everybody like took their PTO in advance, and it was kind of a life hack to like just go in the middle of the week, come back and have your weekend in front of you.
Yeah. And honestly, it was such a like vibrant weekend in Nashville. I don't know if like everyone got the memo, but we ran into like so many people we knew. It was just like bada bing, bada boom, bop, bop, bop.
It was a vibrant weekend. And then when we were out on the lake on Thursday, we got the notification about the CDC saying that if you're vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask, period.
Unless you're in like
a nursing home,
subway, train, plane,
or public transportation. But yeah. Period.
On Saturday Night Live, it was honestly one of the worst episodes I'd ever seen. But Colin Jost was like, you know, people were celebrating as the CDC announced that you don't have to, vaccinated people don't have to wear masks inside, except if you go anywhere. Because, like, the list is, like, subway, plane, train, restaurant, like...
No, it's not. It's public transportation. That includes subway, plane, train. It's nursing homes and it's hospitals.
The list they had on SNL was a little bit longer.
That's what I read.
Whatever. It's a joyous occasion and it just really feels like, I don't know, like, it's all really happening.
It's all really happening. It was a great place to be to celebrate. It just was such an amazing weekend. Like, I feel like my love for country music had been, like...
Lulling.
You know, there just wasn't that much to zhuzh it up. Mm-hmm. And after this weekend, like...
Yeah.
It's over.
The respect...
It's over for the other genres.
Completely agree. The respect I have for country music is through the roof, astronomical. And the respect I have for just like different cities. You always forget like, well, not recently, but overall, like people from New York tend to like have this attitude that like New York is the best place ever. But you really realize how like it's really not. And there are so many fabulous other cities out there with like so much more to offer. Like Nashville, in terms of activities, like we were overwhelmed with choices, you know, during the day, during the night, there was just so many choices.
So many choices.
And it's really a town that like encourages drinking. I don't know like how or why, but like, with the laws, like you could just like drink like everywhere and anywhere.
Yeah, we did so many activities that were just so like good, clean, fun. Like that bus driving through Nashville, like where you just like sing.
It's called
dance.
The Honky Tonk Expressway. There's a few different companies. We did that one.
Literally, like the most fun ever.
Yeah,
and just like so much serotonin, fresh air, good music, good vibes. Like it was You don't get that.
But what was funny is like, because we chose to go Wednesday to Saturday, when we were on that bus, it was a Friday at noon. Like, people were working and we were driving through these like corporate areas, like blasting Life is a Highway with like our tits out. And it was like, people were literally on their lunch break.
Yeah, no, which is crazy. Like, people just like stare at these buses, but
that's the dichotomy of Nashville. It's like there are girls on their lunch break and then there are girls
on their bachelorette with no bachelorette.
Yeah.
Yeah. But also, like, yes, technically a bachelorette with no bachelorette is a girl's trip. But we did all of the standard bachelorette activities. So, like, that's what differentiates it from a girl's trip.
Yeah.
Like, everybody, everywhere we went just assumed we were a bachelorette party, but we really weren't.
No, and when you saw, I planned the itinerary. So when you sign up for, like, these events, like Topgolf or this Honky Tonk Expressway, they ask what type of event you're having, and there's no girl's trip. So I selected bachelorette for most of them because that was the vibe we were going for.
Was the vibe we were exuding.
So when we showed up at Topgolf and I checked in, they were like, are you here for Claudia's bachelorette? I guess I am.
LOL.
It was just an amazing trip. Normalize taking girls' trips. Like, they're so fun. And it was nice to, like, first of all, it was kind of like a Toast News Network retreat because we had the Redheads, we had Mood with Lauren Elizabeth, we had the Snatchler. But we haven't seen Lauren Elizabeth in like a year.
Over a year.
So it was so nice to see her. And Lauren brought her friends, some of whom we knew, some of whom we didn't know yet. So it was just like nice to be with new energy because I feel like I see the same five people every day.
Yes.
And they're literally all in this room. So it was just like, get your gal pals together, bring, you know, camp friends, school friends, college friends, home friends, and just like mix it up.
And live. Like, this is the time to live. You know, Norma would have been so proud. I don't know if she was following her Instagram stories, but she would have been proud.
Because we had an Airbnb and like we did not spend any time there. Like, we really made the most of every second once our boots were on the ground in Nashville. Like, bus, club, another club, bus, no sleep. Mm-hmm. That was us.
That was us. It was really, it was superb. Such a great boost of serotonin. And I'm just so glad that we did it.
Me too. And like, honestly, before the trip, I was just kind of dreading it because like I had just been away and I wanted to kind of be home. And I was just like, it's just gonna be a lot. And once I got there, like, there's something about the energy in Nashville. Like, when I stepped foot out of the Uber onto Broadway for the first time, like, you know when people like Lea Michele went to Broadway for the first time, Broadway, New York, it's like, I'm gonna be a star. I like hopped out of the Uber on Broadway in downtown Nashville and I was like, I'm gonna be drunk. Like, it's such a special place. If you've never been to downtown, oh, it is just sickening.
It's such a special place. I was also like feeling like just scared, nervous for the trip because you bitches are crazy.
Yeah, we are crazy.
And it's not really like a grandma friendly environment.
No, it's not.
But you know, I took things.
I kept up
and I took things at my own pace. And yeah. That's all you can ask for.
And I feel like when we were younger, like if somebody was not feeling well or like somebody was hungover and they wanted to like go home before we went out, like everyone would be like, no. And like people would follow them home. And it just like kind of ruins the vibe of the trip. Whereas like you went to dinner and you were like, I can't hit downtown. And we were like, okay. And you just like went by yourself and we chugged along. Like, you have to, the thing with the girls trip is like, we're here for a greater cause, you know, and who we lose along the way is just
no
collateral.
And for the girls, it's actually so important to listen to your body.
Yes.
Because if you start ignoring like what your body is telling you, like for me at dinner, it was, I started feeling like I was still on the boat. Yeah. And it was the motion of the ocean or Lake Penny Pine, whatever it's called. And I was like,
it was Lake Penny Pingleton.
Percy Pierce.
Yes. Penny Pingleton. Yeah.
And so if I had ignored my body and I kept going, like, I would have suffered the next day. And the next day was the best day of my life. Like, from the moment I woke up till we went to sleep, didn't even nap. Like, we did the bus and then we went to such a fabulous lunch and then we went to Topgolf and Honky Tonking. And like, I'm so glad that I listened to my body the night before because I was able to experience all that to the fullest.
Now, I know everyone knows this because it's like a really popular franchise, but my God, Topgolf is fun. Like, 100%. I didn't realize, I thought it was just like a range where you just like stand around and hit balls, but they haven't. They kind of mimicked bowling where it's like everyone is a player and there's like different points. And for the first, you get 2 hour windows. And for the first hour, I thought like people were just hitting balls. I'm like, oh my God, this is boring. And I was just drinking. Then I realized there's this whole interface and you like play like you do bowling and it's so fun. And I had the best time.
Yeah, I'm glad that we did the actual competition, mostly because I won. Yeah. Just want to let everyone know I was the winner of our Topgolf. And I feel like I didn't really tell, like, broadcast that or anything. So I just want to, like, take the time today to say that I won.
No, I think that it's kind of good that you didn't broadcast because there was kind of, like, a technicality on my...
Oh, my God.
On my playership. Like, somebody took two of my hits, Sam Frankel. So it was just, like, it was already uneven. So, like, you didn't actually win, you know?
No. But even if you had gotten, like, a hole-in-one on both two hits, I still would have won. That's how much further ahead I was.
No, actually, if I had gotten a hole-in-one on both two hits, I literally would have won by 100 points. Those are each, like, 20. 25 points.
She's lying.
No, no, I'm 100% serious. Whatever. They need a Topgolf in New York. That is the message. Because, like, I would do that every weekend.
Yeah, that is the message. It was...
There's one in New Jersey, but I'm not going to New Jersey.
Maybe, but yeah, they could use one in New York, but it's just so much real estate.
Yeah, but there is like a huge Chelsea Piers golf range.
But that's, I think, like, serious and not like drinking. And
no, but I'm saying there's space for it because they did it in Chelsea Piers.
Yeah, and also like everything is out of business, so maybe it's time for Topgolf to come
save
in,
our nation,
to save the city.
Yes. Hashtag save the city.
Hashtag save the city. Bring in Topgolf.
All in all, we had the most amazing weekend. We met so many toasters. And that's why I think I just have like a special place in my heart for Nashville, because it's so toasty. I saw like people wearing merch, so many toasters. And it was just fabulous. And I just really like, I'm so upset that I'm here now, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, no, no offense to you.
No,
you know?
But I'm grateful to what we had. Mm-hmm. And I need to acknowledge the space that we are in. And it's like, now we have those memories. Like, we didn't have a fresh batch of memories for 18 months. Like,
that's true.
Now we have these ones. We have these pictures. Like, I'm just always going through my photos.
We
like,
have these inside jokes.
Inside jokes, videos.
Mark. It's an inside joke, you guys. We have all these, like, giggly little moments. So, like, we're so...
Yeah.
We're so lucky for that. We really are.
We're so.
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 So lucky.
So, yeah, that was our weekend. It was really fantastic. And now we're back ready to do what we do with a new joie de vivre that is necessary.
So necessary to constantly be finding new joie de vivres. And I think we've done that.
I think we've done that, too. Also, the rest of the weekend was pretty low-key. You watched Brew yesterday, which was, like, so sweet and cute. Brew was a bad boy.
Should we talk about it?
I don't think we need to, like, embarrass him and drag him. But he wasn't on his best behavior. I think he was confused. I think he's, like, feeling a little lost right now as, like, a person.
But I did love watching Brew. Like, for the first 2 hours, like, him and Theo were just, like, going after each other. And then they both were so pooped from being so cute that they just laid in my lap. And then I was thinking, I'm like, this is what it's like if you ever have two dogs. And it was just, like, delightful. Brew is such a sweet young man. Like, he's going to grow up to be a wonderful...
A wonderful man. Yeah, no, I agree. He's such a sweet soul, and I'm so glad you got to experience some of the joys of Brew.
Yeah, but his bowels, they just need work.
Yeah, they do need work. I don't know, like, how he's such a hydrated king, considering, like, I don't even give him enough water for how much he pees.
No, he literally peed all over my house.
But that is neither here nor there, because without further ado to do to Brew, here are the past 5 stories that you need to know before you wake up and take a bite out of your morning toast.
And today's episode is very appropriately brought to you by Relief Band, because if we had had our Relief Band in Nashville when we were on the boat, I think it really would have helped you.
You would have been relieved.
Yes. Because did you know that 1 out of 3 Americans regularly suffers from nausea? We've all experienced that horrible feeling, whether it's in the backseat of a car, staring at your phone after one too many, on a night out with friends, or even just the anxiety of a work day. Nausea can ruin a day, force us to change our plans, and in the most severe cases, make us unable to function. For those who can relate, we've got good news, because you've got to check out Relief Band, the number one FDA-cleared anti-nausea wristband that has clinically been proven to quickly relieve and effectively prevent nausea and vomiting associated with motion sickness, anxiety, migraines, hangovers, morning sickness, chemotherapy, and so much more. The product is 100% drug-free, non-drowsy, and it provides all natural relief with zero side effects for as long as needed. The technology was originally developed over 20 years ago in hospitals to relieve nausea from patients, but now through Relief Band, it is available to the masses. I was literally thinking how silly it was for us not to bring our Relief Bands to Nashville, because we had all of it. We had hangovers, motion sickness, car rides. Like, we were just hitting all of the nausea spots, and we really needed it.
We played ourselves.
How it works is that the Relief Band will stimulate a nerve in the wrist that travels to the part of the brain that controls nausea. Then it blocks the signal your brain is sending to your stomach, telling you that you're sick. Relief Band is the only over-the-counter wearable device that has been used in hospitals and oncology clinics to treat nausea and vomiting. So if you know someone who deals with nausea, Relief Band makes a great gift. As the world reopens back up, don't let the fear of nausea keep you on the sidelines. Right now, Relief Band has an exclusive offer for Morning Toast listeners. If you go to reliefband.com and use the promo code TOAST, you'll receive 20% off, plus free shipping and a no questions asked 30-day money-back guarantee. So head to reliefband.com and use the promo code TOAST for 20% off, plus free shipping.
Sign on, relieve yourself.
Please. Just like Brew did, all over my couch.
Stop, Brew. I love you.
No, I didn't mind.
First story. John Mulaney and Olivia Munn are dating, according to multiple reports. The news comes days after it had been confirmed that Mulaney and his wife, Anna Marie Tendler, had split after 6 years of marriage. She had said, "I'm heartbroken that John has decided to end our marriage," in a statement to Page Six. "I wish him support and success as he continues his recovery."
So I don't even think we were, because we were away last week, we didn't even cover the fact that John Mulaney is getting divorced.
Yes.
And as two people who literally, like, I think I speak for both of us when it's like we have absolutely no stand-up towards Sean Mulaney, not in a bad or in a positive way. He's just not my personal type of comedian, but I know that there are people who are so diehard obsessed with him and especially his marriage.
We're Sean Mulaney neutral.
We are completely neutral. Like, I could not care less. But I know that there are so many marriage stans out there and they're like really devastated about this. Because from her statement, it's like clear, like she did not want this.
Right. And now, days later, it coming out that he's dating Olivia Munn, it feels as though he left her for Olivia Munn.
Yeah. And this feels like a little, it just feels dirty to me. Like, I feel like John Mulaney, first of all, being seen with like another celebrity is just like kind of crazy to me. Like, he's just been married to like a commoner, if you will, for so long. And I just didn't see this for him, especially Olivia Munn, who's... I don't want to say anything mean because I actually really like her. I'm just like, I'm shook by this. Like, I just feel like she's been in the news a lot recently.
Yeah. Well, now I'm trying to look at things like from Olivia Munn's POV. And it's like she was dating Aaron Rodgers for so long and they never were engaged or anything like that. And now he's like has ships being built around the world for him with Shailene. So I feel like she needed to like do something for herself.
Yeah. Well, wasn't she recently linked to Chris Pratt as well or something? No, not Chris Pratt. Sorry.
No, but you're saying
someone. She's just been like dating around.
Casey Musgrave's husband.
Yes. Thank you. So there's just like, so I'm like, I thought she was still there, you know?
Yeah. No, but now she's here.
And I'm just kind of trying to acknowledge the space that she's currently in because I just never saw these two people like in my life, like being compatible.
But I also really never saw him.
Yeah, that's true.
So everyone's like really shocked by this. I would say the timing is pretty shocking. It just like kind of points towards something untoward,
right? Which is shocking as well because John Mulaney recently left rehab.
Yes.
So I figured he would be in a great headspace and like channel that towards his marriage, but he's not doing that.
Yeah,
maybe he's channeling towards himself and just, you know, doing what's best for him.
Yeah, it feels like a lot of things are in flux for John Mulaney.
Yeah.
Also,
and I just like,
when he did go to rehab, Olivia Munn tweeted, sending so much love and support to John Mulaney. You got
this. Wait, what? Yeah. Was that a joke?
No, there it is. On December 21st, 2020, sending so much love and support to John Mulaney. You got this. Heart emoji, lightning bolt emoji.
That's kind of weird. Do you think that they knew each other then? Or, like,
or maybe she just like speaks out on celeb happenings.
Well, that begs another question. This is going to be really mean. What does Olivia Munn do? Like, I feel like she's an actress. I haven't seen her act in anything in, like, years.
She's an actress.
She's just always in the news.
Yeah. No.
And I know she's a part owner of WAG, the dog walking app.
Yeah, because you're always like, is that Olivia Munn in the commercial?
And it is, because she's, like, a equity owner.
Okay, this is what she's in, because she's an actress. But I do feel like when we were with everyone when this news came out, so many people were like, but in what is she an actress?
Yeah, like...
Okay, she's in X-Men. I think she's in, like, a lot of...
The
men of, yeah. X, and we don't watch those movies. Mm-hmm. But there are so many other random movies. Buddy,
no, like I've seen her
Buddy in Games. Oh, The Newsroom. That's what I remembered her from.
I've seen her in stuff. I know who she is.
All like, this Christmas Party is really what I know her from.
Yes, me too. I know that she's an actress. I'm just saying, like, it feels like lately, in like maybe the last 3 years, the only things she's like written up for is who she's dating.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, who, what else does she do?
Yeah, it's a good question. But maybe she's now an investor in, yeah, things maybe, like WAG.
I mean, WAG is a great platform, except for like the couple dogs that went missing. But you know, that's mappings. Just collateral.
Yeah, it is. But no, I hear what you're saying. I do feel like, but I do also feel like she's just in stuff like X-Men that we don't watch.
That we don't watch, for sure. Well, I hope that this is the real deal, you know? And I feel very, like an overwhelming amount of sadness for Petunia. Is that her name?
Anne Taylor.
Oh, wait.
Anne Marie.
Her name is Petunia, no? Oh, they have a dog named Petunia. Everyone was like, but what about Petunia? I thought that was the wife. Well, I feel bad for Petunia, too. Her parents are splitting up.
Yeah, that's rough.
Do they have kids?
That's rough.
I feel like no.
That's
no.
Rough.
Oh, my God. Are you okay?
You didn't get my joke.
I got it.
I made sure.
It's rough for Petunia. And Ann Taylor Reed. What's her name? Ann Taylor Joy.
Yeah. No. That's
Beth.
Beth, yeah. No, her name is
Anna Marie
Tendler.
Justice for the Mulaney crew, you know, hope everyone finds what they're looking for. And justice for the people who, like, literally have a poster of John and Anna Taylor-Joy on their walls because that's, like, their relationship goals, aspirational couple.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel that. That's always sad when, like, one of those goes down. But yeah. We've been experiencing that all year.
But again, I can't stress enough, like, how neutral I am and how much I don't care about these people.
Yes, I agree.
But... The Morning Toast, we have listeners from all different places with all different interests.
Yeah.
So we report the news for you.
And some people, well, actually, we're all interested in Miranda Cosgrove revealing.
I think we're all interested.
Miranda Cosgrove reveals iCarly premiere date, talks set photos and characters 10 years later. Miranda Cosgrove received the best birthday gift on Friday, the news that the iCarly revival series will premiere June 17th on Paramount Plus. The actresses, iCarly castmates, Jerry Traynor, Nathan Kress, Lacey Mosley, and Jaden Triplett were on set to celebrate Cosgrove turning 28 with a cake, and then they revealed their announcement. Once again, Jeanette McCurdy is not a part of it.
Yeah, so she did this interview and kind of gave like a few updates. Like,
here are the updates.
Oh, okay.
Carly has gone through a lot over the past 10 years.
I mean, it's hard to be a child webcam star and then just kind of fade into irrelevancy.
Yeah, and also like the internet has changed so much over the last 10 years. Like, how has iCarly kept up?
Oh, that's a good question. Do you think Carly's going to be like an influencer? Like, she's going to have a podcast?
I think she's got to be. But so with the Freddie character, he's gone through a couple divorces, Miranda revealed. Spencer has become very wealthy, so there's a lot of different dynamics and different things going on.
But he stayed in his same apartment. I read that somewhere.
As for Carly, she went to college and is pretty successful, but she's kind of in between where Freddie and Spencer are at. Mm. Spencer, who's the most successful of all the characters, still resides in the original loft he and Carly lived in, though he's remodeled it a bit. Cosgrove says that she and Traynor worked with the set designer to keep some of the flair from the old series in the new set. I don't know why I'm like anti-remote, but here for this.
No, I know. Like, maybe because like this particular show just like holds a special place in my heart. But like, I'm not like angry about this.
Do you want to know why I think? Because I feel like with iCarly, it's like for the last 10 years, it's like we've been referencing her. Like, what is she up to? Like, the internet was just getting started. Like, there's so much there to unpack.
I think what you're trying to say is that iCarly was ahead of her time.
No, she was ahead of her time. But like with Lizzie McGuire, like Lizzie was like a basic bitch. Like, I'm not worried what she's up to, you know? Like, she's
100%.
All taken care of.
Carly had that entrepreneurial
Carly
spirit.
Was a trailblazer. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if Carly has a podcast with TNN. Like,
Carly was a trailblazer. Like, 100%.
And so it's like, what is this teen who was a trailblazer
up back to, then, right?
Up to now.
Honestly, like, she's the next Bill Gates.
I want to know.
No, you're 100% right. Like, and I really feel like maybe why we're so for this reboot is because we kind of operate in this space. And I think we both really acknowledge that we were so heavily influenced by Carly and her show, iCarly. Yeah. And just like her entrepreneurial spirit and her joie de vivre for her job. So I think that this is great. And I think it was a great message. I think that's why so many young kids who watched iCarly grew up to be influencers, because we were so influenced by iCarly being the original influencer, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I think she showed everyone that like you can do what you love.
Yeah.
You can be on the internet, you can be yourself.
And that if you do what you love, you will never work a day in your life.
Right, and so everyone's out here trying to do that.
I really do hope they update like her job. Like maybe, okay, she's pretty successful after college, but she's not feeling fulfilled, so she gets back into the web space and launches a podcast and it becomes huge.
Yeah, or like a YouTube channel. Like there's so much that Carly could be up to, like she on TikTok. I want to know where Carly sees the trends going.
Yeah.
She's a trend forecaster.
Let's talk about the Jeanette McCurdy of it all, because they have cast someone as a replacement for like Carly's best friend.
But it's not like the same name. It's just no. Like Carly has a new best friend.
Carly has a new best friend, fine. I think. And there was a lot of backlash. Like people are very verklempt.
I mean, when I think about this, I feel as though Jeanette was offered to be in it and she did not want to be in it.
I don't know.
I feel like she doesn't want anything to do with these things.
Here's the question. Is he who shall not be named involved in this project?
I don't think so.
That's a good question.
I don't think so.
Well, I think I guess he owns the show.
I guess I could look at
his IMDb.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder if he gets like royalties.
He definitely does. He might not be actively working on set.
Yeah. But he created the show, so.
Yeah. And Jeanette has been in a few subtle ways kind of outspoken about her experience. So I totally respect her decision not to get involved.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. We'll have to do some investigative work.
Yeah.
Because that's going to be a problem.
So this, like so many other things, is layered.
Yeah. We just got to get to the bottom of it.
We just got to peel back the layers. Mm-hmm. Like an ogre.
Like an onion. Yeah. Like a fat trick.
Oh man, that was a funny episode last week.
That was really funny. Are you ready for our next story?
Is it the next story that's brought to you by BetterHelp?
Yes, it is. Please.
Is there something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals? BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist, where you can start communicating in under 48 hours. BetterHelp is not a crisis line, and it is not self-help. It is professional counseling, and it's all done securely online. The service is available for clients worldwide, where you can log into your account anytime and send a message to your counselor. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly or video phone sessions, so you never have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room as you do with traditional therapy. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. Visit betterhelp.com/toast. That's betterhelp.com/toast, and join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. So many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. So today's episode is sponsored by BetterHelp, and the Morning Toast listeners will get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/toast. There's never a bad time to start taking care of you. That's okay. Not their slogan. I just made that up.
I mean, it's
powerful.
It's powerful. Yeah. Like, I'm impacted.
Yeah. Look at Theo. He's inspired.
Yeah. He always, every day in every way. He didn't want to be on camera today. He said, quote, I wasn't feeling myself.
You know what? Sometimes self-care looks like not being on camera.
100%.
Actually, if that were sometimes the case, I would never be on camera.
Sometimes self-care looks like audio only.
Literally.
Are you ready for our next story?
Such a tough question, you know?
It's layered.
You know what? Because I'm actually getting a little depressed. I can't get these stamps off my hand from Nashville. Can you? I got some of them off my wrist, but there's like remnants. And I'm not even mad. I'm like avoiding washing my hands because like just reminds me of all the memories and the giggles and the songs and the shots.
If you ever got a tattoo, it should be of like the legend stamp on your hand.
I have never in my life felt any sort of urge to get a tattoo. But now that you just said that, like, I love that idea.
That's beautiful.
So it looks like I'm always like, I should find like my favorite bars and restaurants like in the country and then get like I just went to all of them in one night, all on one hand. I love that idea. Ben is here. He's like staring me down. He said, don't come home. That's fine. I'll,
she'll be going to her favorite bars and restaurants.
I'll stay at Mark's place.
And also,
just a little Nashville inside joke. You guys don't worry about us.
Also, that way you can always get into your favorite bars and restaurants because you're like, I was already here.
Life hack. Life hack. Oh my God. I kind of like really want to do it.
Think about it.
I'll just get it removed before I die so I can be buried in a Jewish cemetery.
Yeah, or maybe you could get like a temporary one like that you do every 6 months.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds like a lot of work. I can barely get my nails done.
But then you can stay true to your values and have what you want.
No, there's something there.
There's
something there.
But think about it. Like, with all big decisions, just think about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so now I feel like after letting us know about how you're feeling about your hand, It's time for the next story.
Okay, what's it about?
Which is that Justin Hartley made his red carpet debut with girlfriend Sophia Pernas at the 2021 MTV Movie and TV Awards. Okay, so like the article is saying girlfriend, but these two fully showed up with wedding bands on.
He's wearing a wedding band. She's wearing a band, not like a diamond ring or anything.
But which like makes it even more like wedding-y because it's like anyone can put on a red carpet, like a nice big cocktail ring for an award show, and maybe like the one that the jeweler had only fit on her ring finger.
Yeah.
But they're literally saying, hello, we're committed to each other. We are married to one another.
Can I tell you something like personal?
Sure.
I despise Justin Hartley, like with the intensity of 10,000 Suns, not even because of the whole Chrishell thing, which he was a dick for. And like, it's part of it. You ever just like hate someone?
Yes,
No fucking rhyme or reason.
No, I do have those feelings sometimes, and I don't feel that way about him.
Ready? Because Justin Hartley gives me major Justin Timberlake energy.
That's how I feel about
Justin Timberlake. White man.
No, I feel like Justin Hartley, like, of course I want to take out my distaste for This Is Us, like, on.
Yes, that's a huge part of it. Also, breaking news that we didn't discuss last week, This Is Us is ending, finally.
You guys, we've been delivered.
No,
so of course, like, I already don't like him because of This Is Us. And then you see Chrishell and, like, it's just, like, all fucking weird. But then I watched Little and I thought he was so handsome and...
Okay, Jackie, he was in Little for literally 1 second.
No, and that's the sort of impact he made on me. And now I'm watching these two show up on the red carpet, like, literally looking so fucking happy and in love. Like,
I don't care.
A genuine way.
No,
in a genuine way.
No, like,
nobody
I seriously don't care.
Nobody puts their hand up like that on their man, like, unless they really fucking love them.
You know what? I am just kind of going to stay over here in my I Hate Justin Hartley fan club. And
that's good because I think like there are a lot of
members.
People. I think there are a lot of people who like are really like so have Chrishell's back and like are in this club with you. And I don't have a real horse in this race. I'm just looking at these pictures and like these two are so in love.
But can I tell you, like, I really can't stress enough how like I'm in my place, not even because of Chrishell. Like, it's a very small part of it.
No. I know that has really nothing to do with that, but I'm just saying so many people are in your place because of Chrishell. And so regardless, the ends justify the means, you're all ending up in the same place.
Yeah, no, we're all ending up in the same place. I just can't really put my finger on, like, what it is that makes me loathe entirely. But there's something there.
No, I understand.
It's Justin Timberlake vibes.
I understand. And I just...
And Justin Timberlake has been really quiet. Like...
Yeah.
He got, like, canceled, and, like, now he's just, like, gone.
And then the next documentary is coming out, too, about the Janet Jackson Super Bowl. And so
it's... Oh, there's more coming?
Things are only going to get worse for him.
You absolutely love to see it. You really do.
Yeah. Also, we attempted to go to his bar in Nashville, and it was the saddest place on Broadway.
Oh, my God! I forgot about that! Oh, my God, I was so drunk. Okay, literally, the worst bar in Nashville belongs to Justin Timberlake. I didn't even know he had a bar, and I kind of love... that there's like this trend in Nashville where you become successful, you get a bar on Broadway. Jason Aldean has one, Luke Bryan, Dierks Bentley. I just saw Miranda Lambert has one. It looked really cute and like pliny. Like it's... Ooh. Like it's like the only one that's not like a dirty dive bar. It looked so cute.
Oh my God, we should have gone.
So I just love that. And like, first of all, Justin Timberlake, know your place. Like, you're not a country music singer, so...
Get the fuck out.
Get the fuck out. And also... the place is named 1230, which is so confusing because Margo literally wrote in our like Nashville chat, like, Justin Timberlake's 1230. And yeah, I'm like, what does that sentence mean?
The band that we liked was going to perform there. I heard him properly where he said we're going to perform at 1230 at 11.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I was in the bathroom when he made the announcement. So Margo kind of regurgitated the announcement in the chat. And I'm like, first of all, what does Justin Timberlake have to do with this? And two, it's 9 o'clock. Where are we going at 12:30?
Yeah.
But his bar is called 12:30. And then we walked in and it was truly a Starbucks. Like, it was so atrocious. And it was like one block up on Broadway. So it's like not even in a cool place. It was just honestly, it was embarrassing. Like, he should be embarrassed to be associated with that shithole.
Yeah.
Not to be too harsh or anything.
Yeah. No, I agree. But anyways, back to, and I just want to talk about the MTV Awards for 1 second, because I didn't watch them. The only other thing worth mentioning was Addison's outfit.
Yes. Okay, so also, it's worth mentioning that this is not the VMAs. This is the MTV Video Movie Award.
Okay, so their movie and TV, and then they have their music video awards. So yeah, they do have two big award shows.
The VMAs are like actually like an event in music. I think people like respect it somewhat.
We always do attempt to watch.
Yeah, I would watch the VMAs. The movie and TV awards are like best kiss, like dumb.
You know what I mean? Face, I wish it had been a quote.
Dumb fucking categories, like most screen-worthy kiss, like the dumbest shit. Like it's actually like the Kids' Choice Awards.
Yes, it's the Teen Choice Awards.
Yeah,
those are
a real thing. No, it's the Kids' Choice Awards. Like it's so lame. So I can't believe like everyone, celebrities must be desperate because like Elizabeth Olsen was there. I'm like, she's better than that.
WandaVision swept last night. Apparently,
oh,
that's this headline. I
haven't watched it yet.
I know. I think that we probably should.
Yeah,
but like I literally haven't turned on my TV in years.
I finished The Bold Type.
Oh my God.
I was so upset. Like, spoiler alert, like all this drama with Sutton and the miscarriage and Richard and not wanting to have babies, like it just not really where I saw the show going. And I'm really upset because like he left her and like she like went to Harrisburg and just like fucked that random guy. And like, it was just dark. Like I was really upset about it.
Yeah.
And that's like, to me, like she's the only character.
Yeah, so it's just like that's what's happening.
But I do love getting more developed storylines from Jacqueline, like because I love Jacqueline and I don't mind. Usually, like when a supplemental character like gets more personal, I'm like, okay, I'm not interested. But I actually love Jacqueline's life because she's like fabulous and rich and smart and successful, and like the drama with Ian, I do enjoy it. So, and Oliver, love Oliver. So it's just such a good show. I cannot wait for it to come back, and I'm so looking forward to just like being a Bold Type girly.
Yeah,
wow. In real time.
Yeah, no, it's happening soon. Yeah, which I'm excited for. But the movie and TV awards, it did seem like everyone was like showing up and showing out, and it actually felt like there was a lot of fanfare and excitement. So I was like happy for everyone who was excited. And just Addison's outfit, like I truly really enjoy her, appreciate her, and I just wasn't totally here for it, but that's fine.
The outfit itself.
Yeah, it wasn't an outfit.
I wouldn't wear it, but I think she looked fabulous.
She looks amazing always. She could really wear anything that she wants. And what's crazy is so many people have gotten majorly famous in quarantine. Yes. And this is their first time stepping out. Like, even the Outer Banks people, mm-hmm. Chase and Madeline, mm-hmm. like, this was their first time on a real red carpet. They've been famous for over a year.
That's actually an amazing call.
So, and I feel that way about Addison, where she became an A-lister, like, in the last year. We haven't really seen her walk major red carpets. And, like,
yeah.
So this was her first big, like, hey, look at me moment.
Hey. Look at me. Yes, by the way.
And that's what she went with. And you know what? I think it's like fun. And she looked amazing. So what? And it doesn't really matter. But it just wasn't my favorite look.
And she was there to promote her movie. He saw that.
He saw that.
And her co-star like made out on stage like to promote, you know, like.
Oh, I saw her making out and I didn't know if that was her boyfriend.
No, no. I think it was like a stunt.
Very cool stunt.
I have a lot of like kids bop things to watch because High School Musical, the musical, the series, season 2 is out.
Oh.
So I gotta watch that.
Oh, do you want to talk about Olivia Rodrigo's performance?
Yeah. I did watch SNL yesterday, and I have to say, it was wholly disappointing.
Like, especially after the high of Elon. Not that I watched this week, but I did watch her performance.
But, like, I watched on Hulu, and I actually skipped through almost every single sketch. It was so not funny. But Olivia Rodrigo was just, like, a true bright spot. And Keegan-Michael Key, I just feel like he really wanted to do the most. Because that was what his monologue was about. He's like, I'm here. I want to do it all. I want to sing. I want to do sketches. I want to do puppets. Like, and he did. They did a Muppet sketch. He did a singing sketch. He did multiple singing sketches with Cecily Strong. It's like, okay, we get it. You like to sing. And like, if that was me on SNL, I would be doing the same thing.
And people would be saying the same thing.
Yeah, but it's a lot, Cecily. Like, enough with the singing. And I realize how hypocritical that is of me to say. But, mm-hmm. you know, no one's listening to this podcast anyway. So it was just like a lot for me. And none of it was funny. Except I did audibly like cackle at Weekend Update. So literally Colin Jost made the funniest sketch. IBM has just announced that they have invented the world's smallest microchip. And Colin Jost was like, not now. With the coat, and then they had a picture of like COVID vaccine conspiracy theories. It was just really funny. But other than that, like it was honestly like a 2 out of 10. But Olivia Rodrigo was a star.
Mm-hmm.
Star. The outfits, the stage presence, the songs, the vocals. We're really watching like a star being born. It's actually amazing.
Yeah. She was great. I only watched Driver's License, but
Good For You was good. I just like really love Deja Vu. It's honestly becoming like one of my favorite songs like ever. And I was really looking forward to hearing her live.
Oh.
But we'll soon,
because the album's coming out, so we're gonna be seeing more Olivia.
Yeah.
And that's always exciting. Speaking of exciting news, Vanderpump Rules' James Kennedy and Raquel Levis are engaged. See his Coachella-themed proposal. I didn't know his Coachella-themed.
I did, and it kind of ruins the good news.
It does.
But James, before we dive in, can I let you know a little secret?
Sure.
Do you know that today's episode is brought to you by Stamps.com?
I didn't know. You told me that before the show, but don't ruin it for everyone else. Tell them.
Are you still going to the post office and still paying full price for postage? Well, thanks to Stamps.com, you don't have to anymore. Mail and ship anytime, anywhere, right from your computer. Send letters, ship packages, and pay less, a lot less, with discounted rates from USPS, UPS, and more. Stamps.com saves businesses thousands of hours and tons of money every year. They bring the service of the USPS and UPS right to your computer. It's a must-have for any business, whether you're small office sending invoices, a side hustle Etsy shop, shipping orders, or just navigating the hybrid work life, Stamps.com can handle it all with ease, and it's a no wonder that over 1 million businesses choose Stamps.com for their mailing. Saves you time and money. You get discounts up to 40% off post office rates and up to 66% off UPS shipping rates. So stop wasting your time going to the post office and go to Stamps.com instead. There's no risk, and with our promo code TOAST, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a digital scale. There are no long-term commitments or contracts required. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in TOAST. That's Stamps.com, promo code TOAST. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
Love it. Now that's something to aspire to.
Yes.
James and Raquel are engaged. He proposed at the Empire Polo Fields. Where they held Coachella, and he put on Rochella.
I feel like we could have done better with the name.
No. I actually think it's great because when I read it, I was like, Rachella. I was like, who's Rachel's party that he ruined? But I was like, no, it's Rochella.
It should have been Raquella. Well, that doesn't make really sense.
I think he did a good job given the materials. And they're engaged, and they're also filming Vanderpump Rules now. So I'm sure they've just been like waiting all year to get engaged, and we're just like waiting for cameras to go up.
Yeah.
And now they're engaged.
Well, I'm really glad about this. They really have grown on me as a couple, and I do think like they are right for each other.
Yes.
But in terms of the aesthetic, like I just think this is like so basic and lame.
You mean like the Coachella, the Rachella?
I thought we were over like naming things blank Chella.
Yeah. No, but for some people, it never ends.
Yeah. But just like knowing what I know about Vanderpump Rules and Coachella, like with the NDAs and like, you know, James kind of blew up everyone's spot saying that Lala made everyone sign NDAs. Remember that? Like that's what I think of when I think of James and Coachella. Maybe he's trying to shift the association.
Maybe. Yeah, that's not what I think of. But I just agree. This is like pretty chuggy.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes. You are right. It is chuggy. Chuggy. Thank you. I couldn't find the right word because it's not even basic. It's just like uninspired almost.
Yeah.
But it is chuggalicious, definitious, make millennials go crazy.
Make those chugs go crazy.
Stop. That is so funny. Someone needs to write a parody for Galicious. Chuggalicious.
You know who could do it?
My husband.
Dana.
Get her on it.
I'll get her on the case.
Chugalicious definition, make the boys go loco. No, make the chooks go loco.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's chewy. Like, it's just kind of like a lame thing, but I'm really happy for them as a couple.
Yeah, and it seems like they're, you know, bringing out all the stops for Vanderpump Rules, and it's gonna be dicey.
Yeah, I have, like, a pit about it. Like, I have no faith in the future of Vanderpump Rules. Like, say what you want about the Stassis and the Jaxes and the Kristens, but, like, that's TV. Like, they were unreal at their jobs at being true sociopaths. Like, and you really can't replicate that.
No.
And they tried, and now it's like we're wiping clean, like Charlie and Danica, the suspended manager, like they're not coming back. So it's just like so messy.
Charlie is back.
Oh, okay.
I think I saw her. I saw a group photo. I saw Ariana, Sheena, Lala, Katie,
okay.
Charlie, Raquel.
Like it's just like it's uninspired, and I'm very nervous.
Yeah, I'm nervous too. So,
but I've been meaning for things to take off my content plate, and so if it sucks, like that will be great for me.
Easy. An easy goodbye.
Yeah, because like we're kind of in like a transitional phase right now. Shots of Sunset premiered last night and my DVR was not working. I wanted to kill someone.
You have real DVR problems.
Yes, I do. Yes. Thank you for like, I feel seen. Sorry. I do. Like it's always futzing with me.
No, like I came to your house to watch something and you're like, oh no, we have to watch in the bedroom. It only recorded in here. Like
No.
not living.
No. Okay, that wasn't like a problem. I recorded it in the bedroom. I wanted to watch a view. Like it was.
No, but like when you record something, it should record to your devices without you having to like set up special stuff.
Can I just tell you, like I have Spectrum, Time Warner Cable. That's the cheaper alternative. Like you can press record on things in the living room and it records in all the other TVs. But like I paid extra to have special DVRs in every room because what I need in the living room is not what I need in the bedroom.
No, but like also clearly like you're not getting a lot of storage because then I also watched you like immediately delete the thing.
But that's my OCD.
Okay, but
I
like,
delete everything.
My YouTube TV library has everything of all time. And it's actually amazing. I can log into my account anywhere I go and I could watch anything
I could do that if I wanted to, but I have like, I have OCD. And I actually have childhood trauma because like when we were growing up, the DVR was in the living room and everyone recorded their own things, but like it adds up and it can only store so much. And like literally it was like a household chore, like to be the one to clean out the DVR when it was at 99%. And like, that's traumatic.
Yeah, I agree. But I'm just saying like you knock on YouTube TV a lot. There's no storage thing at YouTube TV.
Can we just rewind? I don't really think that I do that.
No, you do. I'm sure we could roll the tapes.
No, I actually don't think I make fun of you for having YouTube TV ever. I just think maybe I, you know, marvel often at the fact that you don't have cable. Like, you're such a chuggy.
That's not a chuggy.
No, I'm saying you're chuggy, but that's a very anti-chuggy behavior.
Yeah. I just don't think I'm, like, that chuggy. I evaluated myself this weekend, and the chug levels were low.
I don't agree.
You think I'm chuggy?
A little, yeah.
In which ways?
Just, like, in your age and, like, your job.
Being a podcaster?
Yeah. Podcasting is definitely chuggy.
No, I don't think so.
I do.
No, Chuk's like account executive.
No, like yes, but Gen Zers like don't listen to podcasts.
No, I don't think they're talking. I really don't think they're talking about me.
I hope not.
I'm sure there's a different word for me, but I don't think it's Chuggy.
I think
but
so.
Let me know. Maybe I'm just, I can't see myself, you know?
Yeah. No, I think maybe you're right, maybe.
You know?
But back to Raquel and James. Happy for them.
Happy for them. Fifth and final story. Are you ready for it?
It's the final story.
Bill Gates stepped down from Microsoft board after investigation of an affair with an employee. You guys, this Bill Gates divorce is blowing everything wide open. His dirty laundry is being aired for the world
to see. His shit-stained underwear.
No, and it's fucking dirty, nasty. Too it's dirty to clean my act up. Yeah, yeah.
Dirty.
If you ain't dirty, you ain't here to party. Woo!
Ladies, move. Gentlemen, move. Everybody, ring the alarm. This is a little cheeky of us. Ring the alarm for the phone now. Ring the alarm for the phone.
No. Bill Gates' laundry is in dirty.
How does that song even go? How does the chorus go?
I want to get a little bit ready.
Want to get you gay. It's about time.
My arrival.
Heat is up. Love that song.
Yeah. So anyways, Bill Gates has it on repeat after his dirty laundry. Has it coming to light now? He was investigated for a past affair with an employee after the staffer brought it to light in 2019, leading to the founder stepping down from the Microsoft board last year, according to a new report. Gates, however, claims the investigation was not the reason for his stepping down. Sure, Jan. Yeah.
Sure, Jan. Sure, Bill.
Sure, Bill.
Yeah, no, like, you were why the hell else would you step down at literally from on the same week?
of your company.
Yeah, like, literally the same day that there was a complaint lodged against you.
Been there for 30 years. We're going to step down this week.
The same day.
Has nothing to do.
No, also, there's a lot of weird shit coming out about him. Like, he had a girlfriend who, like, he had bought her a house, like, on the beach, and, like, he was allowed to go on vacation with her once a year. Like, that was an agreement in their marriage.
Yeah, and there's also rumors swirling that he consulted convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein for advice on how to end his marriage. The Gates spokesperson said that was false, but I don't know why they would say it was true.
100%. And oh my God, this is like, it's just so crazy because I actually feel like their divorce, probably on both of their accounts, but mostly on his, like, was intentionally delayed because divorces just get messy and like shit like this comes out. Mm-hmm. And I think Bill Gates was probably wondering, like, would I rather be stuck in this loveless marriage or have my shit stained laundry hung out to dry?
Yeah.
And no, he chose the latter.
It's really a Jeff's choice because Jeff Bezos went through something similar.
Yeah.
When he was like, should I stay in my loveless marriage or should I risk it all for Lauren? And he risked it all. And I think Bill like looked at him and was like, okay, like that was pretty embarrassing. But like, look, what
he's fine.
He seems like a man in love.
Yeah.
So I think Bill really just made the best of his Jeff's choice.
Yeah. I'm really struggling not to say something mean.
About who?
It's just so funny like what money does to a man. You know, like, half of these, whatever, I'm not going to say it.
Okay, sure.
I think it's for the best.
Okay, sure. The Wall Street Journal reports that Gates was being investigated by an outside law firm hired by Microsoft board members after one of the company's engineers claimed she had once had a years-long sexual relationship with Gates dating back to the year 2000.
Did she say it was a consensual relationship?
Yeah, well, it doesn't say consensual or non-consensual, but it was years long, starting in 2000.
Okay.
So it's like 20 years.
How old is she?
Unclear. The board ultimately decided Gates should step down. The outlet said, and Gates formally stepped down from the Microsoft and Berkshire Hathaway boards in March 2020. At the time, he said the decision was so he could dedicate more time to philanthropic priorities.
Oh, don't throw your charities under the bus.
don't bring them into this. Including global health and development, education, and my increasing engagement in tackling climate change. It's weird. Like, literally, in March 2020, he turned his priority to global health. That's kind of weird.
Giving the conspiracy theorists like a run for their money.
100%.
No, I mean,
Bill.
You know what? He's just like, I just like can't describe what I'm feeling. Like,
okay. Do you want to try?
I'm just going to try and work through it.
Privately or publicly?
I think it's best if I do it privately because I don't want to say something mean, but like what I'm thinking is like Bill Gates is a loser. Like, I just like, I need to work through my feelings because I've never really given much time or thought to Bill Gates, his career, his marriage, or his personal life. But I'm just kind of feeling like there's a big losery stench coming from it.
No, I agree. And I have to be honest, like, I'm having deja vu from Jeff Bezos and the text messages. And just like, these are the people in, like, literally who run the world and like they're big Fat Losers.
Yeah, but yes, of course. It's like you really get to know like what they're... I think it's maybe just like the way that Bill Gates looks. Like I just can't see him like having sex with anyone. He's like the definition of a nerd. Do you know what I mean? Like with his glasses from the 90s. They're bifocals. Like they're literally from the 70s. Like he just gives me like major nerdy ass vibes. And I'm like, this is the man who like, you know, can't keep the women off him, you know?
That tells you about Jeff Bezos.
No, Jeff Bezos, okay, he's not like the most handsome man, but there's a cuteness to it, like a little Q-tip, Q-ball moment.
I would argue the opposite. Like Bill Gates.
Who would you rather fuck? Bill Gates or Jeff Bezos?
Don't make me do this.
But it's so easy. Bezos. Yeah, of course. Ben said Bezos.
Jen wants to.
Ben, you want to fuck Bezos?
I just told him.
Ben said he would fuck Bezos for $190 billion. Also, Ben's in the studio today.
I would fuck Bezos for way less than $190 billion.
Oh, Ben said he would do it for less.
I would do it for $1 billion.
He would do it for $1 billion. I would let you do it for the billion, but I get half. I get half.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. That's fine. You do what you got to do. You do what you have to do for your family.
You've got to invest in yourself.
You have to invest in yourself. And if you don't believe in yourself, who will? Yeah, no, definitely. Jeff Bezos is... not, like I said, like a stunner, but he's cute. He's cute.
Wow. Okay.
Imagine if he was a stunner. It would actually be unfair, like genetically. Like, it's just not fair.
Okay. I feel that.
That's kind of like, I, in my opinion, of all like the mega rich, you know, the richest people in America, like Elon Musk is like the cutest one.
No, yeah.
Just from a physical standpoint, like he's, in my opinion, the most conventionally handsome. And that's, it's like not fair. Because he's obviously like a genius too. Like you don't really get all the decks, the cards in your deck.
Yeah, no, but I think like Elon is so handsome like because of everything else he has going on for him. But when I think of like all these like tech people, I think the one who's actually handsome is like Evan Spiegel from Snapchat. And then,
so hot.
And that's why he married Miranda Kerr.
So hot.
And they're just like happy with what they have. Like Snapchat's not the biggest or the
best. No, but they're still billionaires.
But they have happiness.
Yeah, that's so true.
You know?
Oh my God.
He like really doesn't let him get him down. Like all these other guys with all their complexes, like they would not stop until Snapchat was like.
Was the biggest. That's like Mark Zuckerberg the same way.
Right. But I think he has a complex.
By the way, you are 100% right. Like Evan Spiegel is like, it. Now that I think about it, like the only of all the big like tech guys, like I think he's like the only one who I would consider conventionally handsome.
Conventionally handsome and like seems happy just with what he's got.
Yeah. Like I bet. If that were me, like, I would wake up every morning and be like, damn, I should have taken that $3 billion from Facebook. But he doesn't see it that way.
Yeah. No, I think it's like, it's nice. I think he acknowledges the space that he's in and he says his blessings.
And he's married to a Victoria's Secret supermodel. And that probably wouldn't have happened if he didn't create Snapchat.
Right.
Happy for him.
Happy for him.
Okay. Well, that is our analysis on all the richest men in the world and whether or not they're cute. Let us know if you want a Patreon episode on that. There's so much more to go. Like,
yeah, there are many others too. You know, there's a lot there.
And then it's like, we're in the billionaire space right now, but we could operate in like hundreds of millions of space too. That really opens it up. Also, we recently learned Kanye West is
a billionaire.
And I would say he's very handsome.
Very, very handsome.
So there's just, maybe we'll put together like a slideshow or something.
Yeah. And pros and cons.
Pros and cons. But like, honestly, I really hope that Bill Gates gets like a post-marriage glow up and he takes the bifocals off and like, I don't know, gets a buzz cut or something. Like he wears the same, like he has looked the same since he first popped on the scene. Like he's the same man.
Yeah.
He just needs to refresh.
Okay. Yeah.
Bezos got like a new vibe. Like when he.
Did he?
Yeah. He's buying a $500 million yacht.
But like but that's not what you're saying. He's got swagger.
He's changing it up.
I think Bill saw this
and wanted it for himself.
I want that.
Do you think they all talk like they have a group chat? Like Bill, Bezos, Elon Musk?
No.
Who else is in that list? I'm just going to Google richest men in America.
Yeah.
Richest men.
In the world.
In the world?
I think so.
Okay. Bezos is number one. Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, Mark Zuckerberg.
Warren.
I feel like there's definitely a chat with Mark Zuckerberg, Bill Gates, and Jeff Bezos, just like how to control the world. Oh, Larry Page from Google. I don't know a lot of these people. Elon Musk is there. Oh, Michael Bloomberg. I always forget he's like so rich. Remember when he paid all those meme accounts to post about him running for president? That was when, honestly, that was like a low for humanity. That really was. Oh, Mackenzie Bezos Scott is on here.
Wow.
That's crazy.
And soon Melinda.
No, even though they like pledged all their money away. I don't get how that works. How are you on the list if you pledged all your money away?
You're still on the list.
Who's Bernard Arnault and family?
LVMH.
This is such a great little list.
That's a fun one.
It tells you everything. Okay. This is a great, like, fabulous little list. Okay. So, Jeff Bezos, Amazon, Bernard, LVMH, Elon Musk, Tesla, Bill Gates, Microsoft, Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook, Warren Buffett, Berkshire Hathaway, which is what you were just saying. I guess they own Microsoft?
No, Bill Gates sat on the board of Berkshire Hathaway.
Got it.
Hathaway.
What'd you say?
Hathaway.
Did I say that?
No, it's Hathaway. Sorry.
Larry Ellison does software. Larry Page. But
that's like Oracle?
Probably. Larry Page does Google. Sergey Brin, also at Google. Amancio Ortega, Zara. Guess what his net worth is.
I think it was because of your haul.
100%. Guess what his net worth is.
We're in the high billions. 75 billion.
Very close, 88.
Wow.
Francois Betancourt Myers and family, which is L'Oreal. Mukesh Ambani, his portfolio is diversified, that's what it says. Steve Ballmer, Microsoft. Carlos Slim Helu and family of telecom. Alice Walton, she's the second woman on the list. Alice Walton, Walmart. Mm. Wait, do they call it Walmart because their last name is Walton? For sure. Yeah.
Wow. You learn something new every day.
All the other Waltons are on the list too in 17 and 18. Jim Walton and Rob Walton of Walmart. I wonder how Alice got to the top.
Good for Alice.
Yeah, I don't know.
She must be the matriarch.
Michael Bloomberg, of course. Mackenzie Scott, hers says Amazon.
Oh, okay.
Phil Knight and family, Nike.
Okay.
Michael Dell of Dell Computers. Charles
Koch. The Koch brothers, you know them.
Of Koch Industries. K-O-C-H.
Koch,
are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know a bunch of these people. These Quicken Loans. TikTok. Nutella. Oh, my God. The man who invented Nutella is 36 on the list.
Ben, close your ears.
Giovanni Ferrero. Chanel is
you
on here.
You need to watch out for Giovanni.
Casinos. It's so interesting that they put their industry. Like, is there any podcasters on here? I don't think so.
Oh, my God. Stop.
It's very upsetting. Lots of steel. Oh, how interesting. The Quinn Yingling and family are 30.5 billionaires from pig breeding. That's something I never thought I would hear in my life.
You learn something new every day.
Eyeglasses, package. It's a lot of like things you would assume. Estee Lauder, chemicals, hedge funds, real estate, smartphones, oil, BMW, medical devices. I just want to see if there's anything like crazy on here. Like mining. Oh, interesting.
Welder's going to weld.
Alcohol, e-commerce, cheese. Emmanuel Besnier has $19 billion and he makes cheese.
Nice.
Love that for him.
Keto season.
Okay, I could literally look at this list all day. This is like a who's who of, you know, who we gotta get in with.
Nice.
Okay, well, that's that.
That's that on that, and that's our show.
Is it?
Yeah, I mean, those were the Fast Five stories. I feel as though you needed to know them. This week, we've got great. We're here all week, so don't worry about that.
Don't even think about worrying about it.
Yeah, we've got TV recaps revving up again, coming at you.
Yes, Jersey is ending. Beverly Hills starts next week. Like, there's just, we're in a transitional time.
Yeah, we really are. So stay tuned for all of it. Thank you so much for listening to the Morning Toast, the Millennial Morning Show, where we post videos.
Where we deliver the Fast Five stories that you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching this on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe and give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as a podcast anywhere podcasts can be found. So that's Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, CastBox, all the places where you listen to podcasts. Find us the Morning Toast and leave a 5-star review about how beautiful, stunning, and smart we are.
Oh my God, that's beautiful.
Thank you. Everyone have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bibbidi-bye.
Ba-ba-ba-do-da-da-dee-da. Ba-ba-do-da-da-dee. Ba-da-do-da-da-dee.